on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, if your kid was a real a-hole, would you want your kid's teacher to let you know? Let's put it in that perspective before we find out, did she actually do it? We are going to do right now what we call a talk me out of it update. This is where we check in with people last week that called in and said, hey, I've got a crazy idea. I don't know if I should do this or not. And then we kind of give advice if they should or shouldn't do it, right? So where were we last week with Anonymous, Jess?
Anonymous made the decision to leave teaching and end her teaching career, but it was all because of one student. She literally said at one point that he was the worst person that she had ever met. And throughout the year when he was having all these issues, she shared that his mom refused to take accountability and had always said it was never his fault. So she considered actually sending an email and basically telling his mom how she really feels and has felt about the situation.
And it was a pretty brutal email from what we learned last week.
Yeah.
So did she send it? Did she not? Let's get her back on right now. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So did you end up sending that email to the mom?
So I hit send, guys.
Wow. No. Any edits or just like as it was?
No, as it was.
Dang, she was ready. All right, dang. And?
So, I was going back and forth still. I kept asking myself if I could walk away from teaching, knowing that I never said what I actually thought.
Dang, okay. No, it's true. It's true. I get it. Like, you got to feel good about it, right?
Right. So, with the email, I actually copied the principal, the assistant principal, because I wanted everything documented.
What? Okay.
Wow. So, you didn't. Okay. You don't want anybody at least to be able to go behind your back.
Right. Like, everyone's in the know.
Well, that bold move. But hey, at least.
And at this point, you weren't really tripping because you're literally not going to try to teach anywhere else. So you were like, at this point, everyone might as well know.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So after I sent the email, a few hours later, the mom actually responded to me.
Oh, okay.
I was expecting her to attack me, threaten me, tell me I was bitter and unprofessional.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, guys, instead her response was, you're not the first teacher who said these things.
Oh.
Wow.
Right. So apparently multiple teachers over the years have raised the same exact concerns as me.
Well, as we would expect.
Well, then, that confuses me because when you said last week how, you guys would bring this up to her and there had been meetings, but every time she would refuse to make her son take accountability.
Yeah, I think it was just, me being brutally honest. So, she admitted in her email that she always believed everyone was being unfair to her son.
Mm.
Yeah, she told me that reading the email did hurt, but it forced her to look at things differently.
Yeah.
I still don't know if sending the email was the right thing to do, but what's done is done.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that is kind of bizarre because it's almost, I don't want to say it's like you ganged up on her, but by including everybody from the school on there, it's almost like you had like reinforcement, you know what I mean? Like at first I'm like, damn, that was kind of risky. But by you having like everybody else on there, it was almost like they had your back in the sense too, you know? I mean, because it is weird for her to be like so nice about it.
Right. It's all good to have the backing of other people advocating for, what us multiple teachers have been saying.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe her response was what it was, because it's got to be pretty jarring to see someone say, I'm literally leaving this career because of your kid.
That's
absolutely
true. And I think maybe when you do see it sugarcoated, it's like, okay, well, yeah, like he's this, he's that. But maybe when it's like a bullseye between your eyes and it's like, oh, wow, like my kid's like that bad.
Yeah.
Maybe you almost have to like accept reality for what it is versus being like, okay, well, he's having a bad day or we're going through a rough patch. Like if a teacher's willing to say like, yo, I'm quitting my job because your kid's like the worst person I've ever met. I'm sure it wasn't an easy email for her to digest.
Well, how do you feel now?
Well, I actually feel for the first time in years, I feel like someone finally heard what we had all been trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I hope it didn't like ruin your career. And that's what I feel kind of bad about, that you had to like leave because of it. But, I think it probably pushed you in a different direction for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had a good run, 14 years. Yeah. My reputation has been great. So I think what helped is, too, in my email, I had kind of shined a light on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, your son isn't the only person who refuses to take responsibility. Like, he learned it from somewhere, assuming it was you. So,
oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you are fully ready to close this chapter.
Yeah.
And I wish you the best on whatever you decide to do next.
I don't think it'll be teaching, though. It doesn't sound like teaching is going to be in the future. we appreciate you calling us back and giving us the update. And best of luck in whatever comes next for you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.